This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said their overnight offensive on Friday had fully captured four major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. Stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to reporters' questions about the battlefield status. Taliban spokesman said in a statement issued early Friday, their latest advances have established insurgent control over more than 14 of the 34 provinces during the past week. Afghan government security forces have struggled to contain stunning week-long insurgent advances. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and Pentagon comes as U.S. trained and equipped Afghan security forces continue to crumble in the face of an offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital of Kabul within 24 to 48 hours. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the 3,000 troops, who will be charged with securing the embassy in Hamid Karzai International Airport to facilitate the movement of all people over the next couple of weeks. Via remote, this is VOA News.